Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, February 20th, 2005. 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping today's news, international aid has seen overwhelming generosity by people giving to help with the tsunami relief. IA's Dean Agee says they're now moving from the rescue phase to relief and restoration. He adds it'll be a long-term physical and spiritual effort working together with local indigenous churches.
We believe that by showing God's love through our work, that will create relationships and people will ask questions and want to know why we're there. And so we believe that by being faithful to the calling of caring for the least of these, we'll also have an opportunity to fulfill the Great Commission.
Next, another earthquake struck off the coast of Sumatra, Indonesia. But this time, the 6.0 quake didn't cause the damage like the tsunami wave of December 26th. That's good news because many areas like nearby Sri Lanka are still struggling. Back to the Bible's Woodrow Kroll says while immediate needs appear to be met, the church still has needs, especially to replace the lost and damaged crucial resources. He says Back to the Bible is helping them.
Sri Lanka could lose 10 years or more of church leadership if we don't step up and help these students financially right now in order to stay in school.
An anti-Christian extremist attacked 6 Gospel for Asia Seminary students last Sunday. The attack happened as the students were doing their regular weekly outreach of distributing gospel literature, preaching, and praying for the sick. A crowd of men surrounded it began beating the GFA students, 3 of them, to the point of unconsciousness. The students suffered from severe headaches and internal pain. Pray that God will heal their injuries and use their lives to bear much fruit for the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.